Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to form what Paul calls the one new man. And the world has been waiting for the formation of one new man. Do you ever read in Scripture that Jesus said, "You will do the same works that I have done and even greater"? Well, if you read that in context and turn to John 17:21, he said, "I pray that they," there were only two people groups at that time, Jews and Gentiles, "that they might be one." And what's the repercussion? "So that the world will believe." That's it. When Yeshua said, "You'll do the same works that I have done and even greater," it's when those two anointing, it's not that one's better than the other, but one is deficient without the other. We need each other. We need the old covenant Jewish DNA merging with the new covenant DNA. And world, devil, watch out. My guests, Freddie and Annie Haler, speaking to them at their home in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I'm so excited about what God has done with Freddie Haler. You see, he was preparing for a law degree and perhaps go into politics, and he was literally struck with the lightning of God. And God said to him he had to prepare his singing voice, because he was going to sing in the spirit of Elijah to prepare the world for the coming of the Messiah. Not that he would be Elijah, because the spirit of Elijah is going to be poured out on many people in the latter days, but that he would prepare the people for the coming of the King. And he was faithful, and he would worship. Freddie, when you would worship God in your bedroom, what time would you get up, and how long would you be worshiping God?
Well, you know, time became not a factor, which was really interesting. You know, when you get into the presence of God, he's eternal. And so time, as we think of it, kind of ceases when you really seek the Lord in prayer and in intercession and in worship. And I used to burn that golden altar of incense of worship and start maybe at 8 o'clock at night, and God would begin to give me lyrics and words. And as that perfume of love and expression of love to God Almighty began to ascend before the throne, then the Lord would say, "Come up hither." And he would literally give me these visuals, these beautiful trance-like visions. And I would look at my clock, be writing music, then sing it into my PA system and record it on the mixer, and I'd be listening, and then I'd look up and I'd see it was 2 a.m, and I'd started at 8, but it seemed like I was there for 10 minutes.
Now you talk about a stairport, a stairway to heaven. What was that?
Well,
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to form what Paul calls the one new man. And the world has been waiting for the formation of one new man. Do you ever read in Scripture that Jesus said, "You will do the same works that I have done and even greater"? Well, if you read that in context and turn to John 17:21, he said, "I pray that they," there were only two people groups at that time, Jews and Gentiles, "that they might be one." And what's the repercussion? "So that the world will believe." That's it. When Yeshua said, "You'll do the same works that I have done and even greater," it's when those two anointing, it's not that one's better than the other, but one is deficient without the other. We need each other. We need the old covenant Jewish DNA merging with the new covenant DNA. And world, devil, watch out. My guests, Freddie and Annie Haler, speaking to them at their home in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I'm so excited about what God has done with Freddie Haler. You see, he was preparing for a law degree and to perhaps go into politics, and he was literally struck with the lightning of God. And God said to him he had to prepare his singing voice because he was going to sing in the spirit of Elijah to prepare the world for the coming of the Messiah. Not that he would be Elijah, because the spirit of Elijah is going to be poured out on many people in the latter days, but that he would prepare the people for the coming of the king. And he was faithful, and he would worship. Freddie, when you would worship God in your bedroom, what time would you get up, and how long would you be worshiping God?
Well, you know, time became not a factor, which was really interesting. You know, when you get into the presence of God, he's eternal. And so time, as we think of it, kind of ceases when you really seek the Lord in prayer and in intercession and in worship. And I used to burn that golden altar of incense of worship and start maybe at 8 o'clock at night. And God would begin to give me lyrics and words. And as that perfume of love and expression of love to God Almighty began to ascend before the throne, then the Lord would say, come up hither. And he would literally give me these visuals, these beautiful trance-like visions. And I would look at my clock, be writing music, then sing it into my PA system and record it on the mixer, and I'd be listening, and then I'd look up, and I'd see it was 2 in the morning, and I'd started at 8, but it seemed like I was there for 10 minutes.
Now you talk about a stairport, a stairway to heaven. What was that?
Well,
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to form what Paul calls the one new man. And the world has been waiting for the formation of one new man. Do you ever read in Scripture that Jesus said, you will do the same works that I have done and even greater? Well, if you read that in context and turn to John 17:21, he said, I pray that they, there were only two people groups at that time, Jews and Gentiles, that they might be one. And what's the repercussion? So that the world will believe. That's it. When Yeshua said, you'll do the same works that I have done and even greater, it's when those two anointing, it's not that one's better than the other, but one is deficient without the other. We need each other. We need the old covenant Jewish DNA merging with the new covenant DNA. And world, devil, watch out. My guests, Freddie and Annie Haler, speaking to them at their home in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I'm so excited about what God has done with Freddie Haler. You see, he was preparing for a law degree and to perhaps go into politics, and he was literally struck with the lightning of God. And God said to him he had to prepare his singing voice because he was going to sing in the spirit of Elijah to prepare the world for the coming of the Messiah. Not that he would be Elijah, because the spirit of Elijah is going to be poured out on many people in the latter days, but that he would prepare the people for the coming of the king. And he was faithful, and he would worship. Freddie, when you would worship God in your bedroom, what time would you get up, and how long would you be worshiping God?
Well, you know, time became not a factor, which was really interesting. You know, when you get into the presence of God, he's eternal. And so time, as we think of it, kind of ceases when you really seek the Lord in prayer and in intercession and in worship. And I used to burn that golden altar of incense of worship and start maybe at 8 o'clock at night. And God would begin to give me lyrics and words. And as that perfume of love and expression of love to God Almighty began to ascend before the throne, then the Lord would say, come up hither. And he would literally give me these visuals, these beautiful trance-like visions. And I would look at my clock, be writing music, then sing it into my PA system and record it on the mixer. And I'd be listening, and then I'd look up and I'd see it was 2 a.m. And I'd started at 8, but it seemed like I was there for 10 minutes.
Now you talk about a stairport, a stairway to heaven. What was that?
Well,
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to form what Paul calls the one new man. And the world has been waiting for the formation of one new man. Do you ever read in Scripture that Jesus said, "You will do the same works that I have done and even greater"? Well, if you read that in context and turn to John 17:21, he said, "I pray that they," there were only two people groups at that time, Jews and Gentiles, "that they might be one." And what's the repercussion? So that the world will believe. That's it. When Yeshua said, "You'll do the same works that I have done and even greater," it's when those two anointing, it's not that one's better than the other, but one is deficient without the other. We need each other. We need the old covenant Jewish DNA merging with the new covenant DNA. And world, devil, watch out. My guests, Freddie and Annie Haler, speaking to them at their home in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I'm so excited about what God has done with Freddie Haler. You see, he was preparing for a law degree and to perhaps go into politics, and he was literally struck with the lightning of God. And God said to him he had to prepare his singing voice because he was going to sing in the spirit of Elijah to prepare the world for the coming of the Messiah. Not that he would be Elijah, because the spirit of Elijah is going to be poured out on many people in the latter days, but that he would prepare the people for the coming of the King. And he was faithful, and he would worship. Freddie, when you would worship God in your bedroom, what time would you get up and how long would you be worshiping God?
Well, you know, time became not a factor, which was really interesting. You know, when you get into the presence of God, he's eternal. And so time, as we think of it, kind of ceases when you really seek the Lord in prayer and in intercession and in worship. And I used to burn that golden altar of incense of worship and start maybe at 8 o'clock at night. And God would begin to give me lyrics and words. And as that perfume of love and expression of love to God Almighty began to ascend before the throne, then the Lord would say, "Come up hither." And he would literally give me these visuals, these beautiful trance-like visions. And I would look at my clock, be writing music, then sing it into my PA system and record it on the mixer, and I'd be listening, and then I'd look up and I'd see it was 2 a.m. and I'd started at 8, but it seemed like I was there for 10 minutes.
Now you talk about a stairport, a stairway to heaven. What was that?
Well,